Hi, I'm Carrie Bishke, professional athlete, licensed therapist, and mindset coach. I created Ready, Set, Mindful as an online mental health resource for athletes and high performers like you. And this is the Ready, Set, Mindful podcast. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Ready, Set, Mindful podcast. For those of you who are new here, I'm Carrie Bishke, athlete, mindset coach, and therapist. I started Ready, Set, Mindful as a mental health resource for athletes and high performers like you. I'm so happy that you're here and joining us today for this episode about taking charge of your fertility. So in light of National Infertility Awareness Week, which was last week, I figured this podcast would be a great opportunity to kind of shed some light on that topic, something that we really don't talk about super often. I did a reel on Instagram about it last week, just talking about how 1 in 6 people struggle with infertility worldwide, which is a wild number if you really think about it. Infertility is so much more rampant than it was, you know, even just 20 years ago. So what the heck is happening, right? And my answer to that would be chemicals in the food and radiation from our phones and blue light from our screens. There's a lot of things that we have today that are endocrine disruptors that are in our environment that we didn't have even just 20 years ago, right? So infertility and our hormones are definitely impacted by those things. So this episode's going to be all about hidden factors that maybe you didn't know were attached to your fertility. I'm going to talk about my fertility journey a little bit too, just to kind of give you a reference of where I'm coming from and what one trajectory can look like. Well, when I listen to podcasts, I like hearing about the personal journeys of people who have solved their own problems. That's super interesting. So hopefully you'll get something from that. And then I'll walk you through 3 tips that you can kind of take away so you can feel like you have some action steps to take so that you can optimize your fertility in whatever way that looks like for you. Okay. So fertility, you know, when we talk about fertility, it's something that impacts men and women. So it's not just women who need to be thinking about their fertility, right? It's men as well. And if you're in a partnership, you have a significant other, it's definitely a conversation that should be on the table. I know Austin and I really didn't, you can never predict your trajectory, right? But it's a whole new territory of teamwork that we have to navigate that we really didn't see coming. And it's something that's really strengthened us as a couple and strengthened our relationship. But it's something that you have to get comfortable talking about. It's not just, oh, I need to worry about my fertility because I'm the woman, or he needs to figure out his own stuff. We have to have a conversation about how we're supporting each of our journeys and, you know, come together and be supportive of one another as well. So that's something to kind of be mindful of. And for high performers, we often don't think about our fertility for much of our career. Like I know I was so focused on, you know, playing in college at University of New Mexico, was focused on my team and playing good volleyball. And then when I played overseas, I was really focused on my performance, mental and physical. I absolutely was not thinking about having a baby or my fertility or anything like that at that point. It was just so focused on performance, which I think a lot of athletes and high performing people can maybe relate to. Even if you're not an athlete and you're a high performing person, you've been really focused on your career and you've kind of put your fertility on the back burner. It's something that impacts our overall health. So it's really important to talk about. And I remember when I was, you know, 16 years old and I started having some really intense pain with my cycles. And I remember going to an OBGYN gynecologist and telling her about my pain and hoping that she can kind of help me pinpoint my symptoms and solve my problems. But, you know, as in Western medicine, for a lot of the times it's here, take a pill. This'll mask it and see you later. So I was prescribed the, you know, birth control and ended up taking that for like 11 years. And like many of my friends and clients that I see, you know, the women who've been on birth control for years and years, and what birth control does is it really, I mean, it doesn't solve your issue. You're still going to have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, or endometriosis, you know, all of these different issues that you can be having go on with your body, but the birth control really masks those symptoms and masks your pain. But guess what? The problem is still there. So I was on that birth control for like 11 years. And then when I got off of it, when Austin and I decided we wanted to start a family like 3.5 years ago, guess what? Those symptoms were there. I was like, oh, the birth control just masked everything. Like, that's cool. So the pain didn't go away, but what a blessing to have that pain, because pain, when we have pain, our body sends us a message, right? And we shouldn't ignore that message or suppress it. We have to listen to it. So it's super scary. Like when pain, you know, when medication masks a symptom, because we want to know what's going on with our body, right? Sure. We don't want to be in chronic pain or like intense pain, but for years and years to have medication mask a symptom, it's not great. You want to know what's happening. Otherwise that symptom's going to get worse and worse and worse. Right. So, you know, for high performing people or athletes, infertility can feel, you know, like a massive blow. Like if you're having issues with your cycle, or maybe you have a low sperm count, if you're a male, or something wrong with your testosterone levels, you can feel really, you know, in a low spot because you're used to performing at a high level, being able to have solutions, to be able to control, your performance or your outcome a little bit. And this, you might feel pretty helpless in this situation. So for high performers, it can be especially challenging to have fertility issues for sure. So some common thoughts and emotions that, you know, I've definitely had and that are common with when you struggle with infertility would be, you know, fear of not being able to get pregnant, fear of what's happening with your body, feeling like a failure, like it's your fault, you know, having a ton of anxiety about that. And if you are having a ton of anxiety about where you are in your fertility journey right now, don't worry about it. I got you. I have an anxiety checklist for high performers and athletes. So make sure to go check that out on readysetmindful.com. Anxiety is such a big piece of the fertility puzzle, right? So whenever we have something that we can't control, our emotional brain likes to get anxious about that. So feeling defeated, you can feel defeated, helpless, angry with your body, like it somehow betrayed you or betraying you. So it can be kind of a confusing process for lots of people trying to figure out their fertility journey. And if you're having any issues with your body, it can be really frustrating to figure out like what's happening, right? So with my journey, you know, Austin and I started thinking about having a family like 3.5 years ago. You know, we were doing all the things. I've mentioned that I'm a self-reported type A person, right? Run on the anxious side. We talked about starting a family and we started to do some research there. And I really plugged away with the research and found us an OBGYN and did our hormone panels and did some ultrasounds and some testing. I saw a naturopath and did a Dutch test, which is a dried urine hormone panel test, which is very expensive, but it is a very comprehensive hormone panel that you can get. So if you're someone that's really struggling with your hormones and you want to get a comprehensive panel, I mean, I highly recommend getting all the panels that you can done, because the more information that you have, the better, especially when you haven't figured out a solution to your issue, right? So we saw all these different practitioners. You know, it was a struggle. Like I remember when we couldn't get pregnant for the first 6 months, that was a big kind of threshold of feeling like a failure, feeling like my body, I was trying not to get pregnant for so many years playing volleyball. And I put all this pressure on my career and prioritized that. And now is it too late for me? Right? Like all of those anxious thoughts. And Austin is such a freaking rock. He really is such a big stabilizer in our relationship. And he has been so amazing throughout this process. So having a partner who's supportive and who gets it and who is able to kind of soothe you, soothe your anxious brain in those moments where those emotions can definitely come up. It's super helpful. So went through all of those emotions, trying to see the lessons, trying to figure out the timing of, you know, why this was happening or not happening for us. And so as a lot of athletes and type A high performing people can relate, when you can't solve a problem, it's wild. Your brain just wants to solve that problem, right? So having something like unexplained infertility, which is what I, and you know, is my quote unquote diagnosis, right? What do you point to for that? It's so frustrating to not have an answer. So we just kept digging and digging and trying to find solutions and other providers to work with us. And eventually when we moved to Florida over here, I think Logie and Otis were barking at the garbage truck. So sorry if you can hear them. They're always finding a way to finagle their way into the podcast. So anyways, okay. Where was I? So when we moved to Florida, we found a provider who was a fertility specialist, and he actually gave us a lot of hope. He said that I had endometriosis, which was something that I thought that I had like 2 years ago, and OBGYNs and the naturopath both said that I, you know, I didn't. No, you don't. It's you don't have all the symptoms. And so they really dismissed that notion. And so side note, this is a reminder to advocate for yourself when you have this intuition and you have symptoms that are pointing in one direction, trust yourself, ask for those tests or switch providers when they're not listening to you. Okay. So anyway, in Florida, this provider said, I think you have endometriosis from looking at just one of my ultrasounds. And so I ended up having 2 surgeries to correct my endometriosis. And I also had cysts. And so we had to do another surgery to address that. So it was called a laparoscopy and a hysteroscopy. So we had a lot of hope that we would, you know, get pregnant. Our fertility journey was kind of going to turn around. And we did 3 what's called intrauterine inseminations. So it's the next stage below IVF. So it's not as an invasive of a process, but you're still going to the clinic and you're having the semen sample and they're putting that into your body to try to get you pregnant. So that's what the IUI is called. So we did 3 of those with medication. They often put you on medication to stimulate your ovulation, right? So not stoked about that because Austin and I are both really holistic people and we don't love a lot of Western medicine and intervention. We try to, you know, just live our lives as naturally as possible, but desperate times, right? So we do what you got to do. So we did 3 of those unsuccessfully. We actually did 2 of those in Spokane before we moved to Florida. So total of 5 of those with no, you know, no dice. So here we are now in Florida trying to figure out our next move. And we are going to be doing IVF, which is in vitro fertilization. So that is I'm sure lots of people have maybe heard about that. Maybe you haven't. So that's a pretty intense, like full month of, you know, medication and labs and ultrasounds and shots in your arm or your butt. I'm not sure exactly where you put those just yet. Not far enough there in my journey, but you know, it's super invasive and it's a big emotional journey. It's a lot. So you're putting a lot into these strangers, you know, nurses and doctors, to get you pregnant. So it's a last resort for us in a place we never thought we would be. And so it'd be really easy to, you know, be super frustrated with that, really angry with that. But I have found that it's super helpful to have my self-care practices, obviously, which I talk about all the time, that ground me when I'm feeling like things are, you know, too heavy or too emotional or too much. So for me, those self-care practices that have really helped me with my anxiety for, you know, my fertility journey have been yoga, acupuncture, you know, meditation, and with my meditation, P.S. side note, I just added because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, a 7-day free meditation challenge that is on YouTube. So go to YouTube, Ready, Set, Mindful. The 7-day challenge should pop up. They're all 5-minute guided meditations, super digestible so that people can, in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, take care of their mental health for 5 minutes for 7 days. So make sure you go and check that out. Meditation's definitely been something that's been like a rock for me in this journey. It's something that I can always come back to when I feel like things are too heavy, right? So also finding joy. You got to find joy in the little things. When life throws us curveballs and we feel like there just couldn't be any more stress added to our plate, you have to find the joy daily in the little things. And for me, that's my beautiful, wonderful puppies. Sorry, Austin. I mean, Austin brings me a ton of joy, obviously, too. But whenever I look at those, I mean, Austin works during the day and the puppies are here with me during the day while I work. So whenever I'm feeling, you know, a little stressed or I need a little break, I just will look at them. And Logie often has like a little ball in her mouth, or it's like right in front of her paw or something like that. And she'll just like look up at me, like, come play with me, go play fetch. And so that's my cue. I'm like, if she ever has the ball within like 5 inches of her, like, I gotta just go play fetch, cause she just looks too desperate and too cute. Right. So I can't resist. So she's amazing. And Otis, oh, God bless him. He's like, Austin and I call him our teenager. He just lays around. He just doesn't really do much. He's kind of indifferent. He's more like a cat. He's just super independent, could kind of care less if you pet him or not. Like, he's just hilarious. So, but he brings me a lot of joy too. I just kind of giggle. I'm like, ah, Otis. So anyway, you got to find the joy, right? In journeys that feel like they're a lot. So managing your stress is super, super important, and preparing your body and mind when things aren't feeling great in your body. You got to pay attention to those things, right? Another way that you can really take control of your fertility, you know, I talked a little bit about in my journey, being proactive, finding providers that, you know, make sense for you. So if you're someone that likes to do things more holistically, like maybe starting with a naturopath, right? Or a reproductive endocrinologist or an OBGYN who, you know, just aligns with your values, making sure that you have a provider that vibes with you is super, super important, right? And then figuring out what your fertility goals are. Like, are you trying to just make sure that your fertility is going to be good for when you want to have kids, right? Are you just looking for fertility, like overall health? Like, maybe that's just more the supplement train for you, which I have links to some supplements that I'll link in the show notes. And I have a discount on a 15% discount on one of my supplements that I recommend too. But maybe supplements are just your jam right now, and you're not trying to get pregnant, you're not trying to freeze your eggs or anything like that, which is another option. You can always be proactive, super proactive. And if you are not wanting to have kids right now, but you're wanting to be proactive and to, you know, freeze your eggs or do something like that down the road, that's an option for you too. So however you want to take charge of, you know, your fertility, I think feel empowered to do that and really pay attention to your body and the messages that it's trying to send you. So if you're on birth control, I highly recommend you to read this book, which will be one of my tips a little bit later on, but so we'll save that for later. But if you're somebody who's on birth control or you have a partner who's on birth control, oh my goodness, read this book. It changed my life. I recommend it to all of my clients who are struggling with their hormones or their body image or, you know, different things. I'm like, you got to read this book. That's your first exercise. So I'll let you know what that book is later, but pay attention to your body and the messages that it's trying to send you. So for hormone imbalances, you know, for male, like how is your male and female, like how's your libido? How's you have brain fog? Do you get excessive headaches? Do you have a hard time waking up in the morning, feeling just really lethargic, even if you've gotten 8 hours? Do you have problems staying asleep? Like, how's your concentration? These are things that can point to hormone imbalance, right? So just paying attention to the things that maybe are pretty autopilot for you. You've just kind of dealt with things. That's what we do, right? We just get on autopilot with lots of things and we're like, oh yeah, that's just what happens now, or that's just my body. And we just come to accept when things aren't working. And we have gut issues consistently, or we have chronic pain and we have hormone imbalances or headaches all the time. We're just like, oh yeah, it's just another Tuesday. But let's look into that. What if that could be different? What if that could look different? There's always something deeper that's at play, right? Like with your hormones, chances are that's impacting lots of things, right? Our hormones are massively impacting our health. So I think there's a lot of different ways you can take charge of your fertility, right? So I'm going to bust a myth right now. And the myth that I have is that infertility means that something is wrong with you. False. Although, you know, something may be quote unquote logistically wrong with you and in terms of a process that's not working as it should. But you're, you know, that's not attached to your identity or to your character, which I think it can be such a blow to who you are. Like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. I can't, my body can't do something. I'm such a failure. What's wrong with me? Right? Like those are common questions and, you know, feelings that we have related to our fertility or infertility, right? But nothing is wrong with you. You're not broken. Having infertility does not mean that you're broken. So if you're someone that needs to hear that and let that just soak in, right? And again, if you're having a lot of anxiety about your fertility or about where you are with your overall health, your body image, your hormones, all this kind of stuff, and your anxiety is really getting the best of you, make sure to go check out those meditations. I definitely have a couple on YouTube for meditation, for body image, for confidence. So go and check those out just for 5 minutes. Go and invest in yourself just for those few minutes and lessen your anxiety a little bit. Do that for yourself. So I think it's super important for me to empower my clients. I love asking people about their cycles, about their fertility health, because it's such a passion of mine and I know my own journey and I feel like I can really connect and help and help people in that way. So that's my main jam. So I hope that if you got nothing else from this episode, that you feel empowered to take charge of your fertility, whatever that means for you, whether that's, you know, taking supplements that optimize your fertility or going and being proactive and trying to find a provider, or going and freezing your eggs or making some of those testing appointments, right? So the three tips I have for you for fertility optimization would be to go get your blood work done, ask for a comprehensive hormone panels, you know, and be proactive and find a practitioner who listens to you and who you feel good about. You don't just have to accept the first person, you know, you come in contact with. You should feel empowered to choose your provider and make that situation and that relationship work for you. I think a lot of people like far too often feel pigeonholed into a position or feel, you know, like they're stuck with who they are. It's too much work to get another provider, but oh my God, it's so much work. It's so worth it to find someone that you feel good going and meeting with, and you feel like they listen to you. It's such a big deal. Number two, the books. Oh my gosh. These two books are my ride or die for fertility health. The first one is In the Flow by Elisa Vitti. I'll link these both in the show notes, by the way. In the Flow is amazing. It's all about your cycle health, foods you know, that optimize fertility and optimize your cycle and balance your hormones. So it's absolutely amazing for females. And I made Austin read some of that too, I believe. I've made him read a few books. He's always actually super interested though, I swear. But this one is really good, even if you're a male and you just want to be more in tuned and kind of have be in a better position to support your person, you know, read In the Flow. It's so good. And the other one, which is like gold, is called Making Babies. And it is by Dr. Sammy David and Dr. Jill. She is a licensed doctor of acupuncture. He is a reproductive endocrinologist. So like Western medicine, Eastern medicine. Austin and I actually met with Dr. Jill and did her protocol for acupuncture and supplements and all of that. They both live in New York and wrote this book together. And it's just seriously so comprehensive, so informative. I've never felt like I didn't know anything before. I read this book and was like, oh my gosh, there's just so much to know. And there's so much great information in this book. I really felt empowered after reading this book. And this book really makes you look at, you know, medication and supplementation and birth control, like in a whole different light. So please just read those books. They're so good. The third thing that can help optimize, I'm kind of lumping a few things here together, but the third thing that can help optimize your fertility would be diet, you know, sleep and stress levels. So I'm clumping those ones together, but those are like the big three, right? The foods that you put into your body. I know Austin and I, this whole time we've been trying, we've gone on and off from being alcohol free, not drinking. We never really eat a ton of sugar or processed foods, anything like that. Just whole foods. What's Michael Pollan's quote about food? It's like eat food, mostly plants, not too much, or eat food, not too much, mostly plants. I love Michael Pollan. He's a dream guest someday. But yes, diet is so, so important. You have to nourish your body with foods that are going to support your fertility, support your hormones. If you're filling your body with a bunch of shit all day, it's going to perform like shit, right? Like if you're eating, you know, processed foods and sugary drinks and all that stuff, your blood sugar levels are going to be so dysregulated. Your skin's going to be impacted. Your hormones are going to be impacted, your energy levels, your sleep, and definitely your performance, right? So fuel your body, with foods that nourish it. Make sure you're getting enough foods too, not under fueling, because that's obviously a hormone disruptor as well. Sleep, big deal. So if you're struggling with sleep, again, I have another blog all about sleep on the podcast. And I also have a fertility blog that just got posted too. So that one's brand new. So go check out readysetmindful.com for those new blogs. And sleep, if you're not taping your mouth when you sleep, if you have more questions about this, I did a reel about this a couple of weeks ago. And I believe I talk about it on the blog too. So if you're like, what did she say about mouth tape? Just go check out the blog. but if you're not sleeping great, that blog has lots of sleep hacks for you. So sleep can definitely impact all the things, right? It seeps into every aspect of our life. So if you're not sleeping well, chances are your hormones are disrupted. Your energy levels are pretty whack. Your focus and concentration, and not to mention your relationships are probably suffering, right? You're sacrificing something when you're not sleeping, right? Or a lot of things. And managing your stress levels. Dealing with your fertility health can feel like a lot, or maybe like you don't know where to start. And so I will give you somewhere to start. Start with meditation. Start by getting your brain and your body to this place where you're neutral. So you're not super high with your stress levels. You're not feeling super low and depleted. Get to this neutral level where you can feel like you can, you know, take some steps in the right direction to take charge of your fertility, because it can feel overwhelming, right? Especially if you're struggling with some symptoms and your body is not, you know, it's not working like you want it to, it can feel super stressful. So make sure you're just managing your stress levels. And supplementation is a part of diet as well. And I will link those supplements in the show notes. There are a few supplements that I take and that Austin takes that we feel really optimize our health and are good. I only talk about supplements that are clean and quality because that's super, super important to me. And it's kind of the Wild West with supplements. You got to be super mindful about what you take. So all of the things that I recommend might be a little pricier, but they're worth it and clean and quality. You should sacrifice your $8 Starbucks to get the clean quality supplements that optimize your fertility. That's what I say. So anyway, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure that you share it with somebody who's maybe struggling with their fertility or needs to hear a message like this. Hopefully you took something from the episode. If nothing else, just take those steps to get tested, get your hormones tested, and just pay attention to what messages that your body's sending you. I just want you to feel empowered to take control. If you've been on autopilot and maybe been like ignoring some messages your body's trying to send you, and your endocrine system, your hormones are really disrupted and unhappy, like, time to pay attention to those. So hopefully this was helpful for you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And again, those blogs are on readysetmindful.com. On YouTube, those meditations are there for you. So many resources. So I really hope to see you guys soon. Be well and stay mindful. Thanks so much for joining us on this episode of the Ready, Set, Mindful podcast with me, Carrie Bishkay. If you like what you hear, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram, or visit readysetmindful.com for free resources, courses, and other ways to work with me. Until next time, be well, stay mindful.